Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to say hello to you again because it is time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. It's been an interesting week. But before we do this week's show, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the title of the 2018 film Ocean's 8. Rearrange the letters to spell a four-letter word for a part of the face and a seven-letter word for things that might grow there. What are the words?
Well, I was trying to make something out of nose, but it turns out it's chin and goatees.
That's right. I hope you don't grow a goatee on your nose.
All right, Mike. It's been a heavy few days in politics, so I thought we'd try to change things a bit tonight. I've brought a game called Change a Letter, Change a Politician. I'll give you two descriptions. You change one letter to make both answers.
I think I follow.
A Vermont progressive senator becomes a verb politicians are often accused of in order to gain votes.
Okay. So if I start with Sanders and I change the S to an L, I can spell slander.
Oh, I guess I could accept that.
See, Sanders has seven letters, two of which are S's. Slander also has seven letters, one of which is an S and one of which is an L. What were you thinking?
I was going to ask you to change the S to a P.
Oh, panders. Huh. Well, isn't this fun? Alternate answers right off the bat.
We'll take it. The only U.S. president to also serve as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court becomes some hair.
If you start with Taft, you can change the A to a U and get Tuft.
And I don't have an alternate answer for that one. The current U.S. Senate Minority Leader becomes Guy Fawkes, Bernie Madoff, or Charles Ponzi.
Okay. So we're going to start with Schumer. And we're going to change the U to an E and make Schemer.
Yeah, you got it.
I liked that one, to answer your question from the beginning.
And if you wanted to hear 30 minutes with Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, WAMC did an interview with him this week that's on our website.
Does he change one letter in every word he says?
The House sponsor of a bill with Connecticut's Chris Dodd, formerly known as the Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, becomes a specialty of Ashton Kutcher on MTV.
So we're going to start with Frank, as in Barney Frank. We're going to change the F to a P, just add the little bit at the top there, and we're going to get prank.
Yeah, good job. A long walk, but we got there. And finally, a 20th century congressman, senator, vice president, and president becomes a company founded in Tokyo in 1917.
This is a tough one. So we're going to start with Nixon, and we're going to change the X to a K to make Nikon.
You got it. Well, Mike Nothnagel went 5 for 5 this week, but I wouldn't change anything about him. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Don't believe a word he says. Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions. There are some extra credit questions, and there's also a challenge. Ian.
Start with the last name of a current world leader. Change a letter, and you'll have a unit of measure. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.